The British writer Harold Evans says many of the world's great inventions come from Americans, and he says so much about this country makes it happen.
Immigrants certainly play a very important part because they bring a gene for risk-taking. They take a risk in crossing the ocean, first by sea and then by air, and then maybe by swimming the Rio Grande, whatever it is. And the mobility and freedom within the United States is conducive to innovation. And very, very important, the optimism and receptivity of Americans for new things.
Harold Evans has written a book about more than 60 people who developed those new things. It's called They Made America, From the Steam Engine to the Search Engine.
Well, you take Samuel Insull, for instance, who was a young assistant to Thomas Edison. He was actually with Edison, helped to found General Electric. He's not known today or remembered today. He went on in Chicago to find a way of making electricity cheap, so it was available to the masses, not just the rich.
This is a man who, in the early years of the 20th century, spread the electric power grid across the nation.
Exactly right. And he made the power cheap. Edison's electrical system was going to very small units of generation and was therefore expensive. J.P. Morgan could afford it. Restaurants could afford it. The private citizen was still stuck with gas. Insull had the vision that if you vastly increased the output by getting huge generators, which were not even being made until he demanded them, you could make the cost per unit very low on condition you could sell it. So his concept was to sell it somewhat expensively at peak demand for businesses, but to virtually give it away to consumers. He actually also gave away electric irons so people would consume it. This vision of his was totally revolutionary. You don't have to be a technologist to be an innovator.
You give one example after another where there is one person who is famous for a particular invention, but there might have been another man behind it. I'm particularly thinking of what I learned in school was that Robert Fulton invented the steamboat.
I learned the same thing, and it was wrong. Robert Fulton was rather late to the steamboat. The first steamboat service in the United States was by a man called John Fitch on the Delaware River. And he got the idea after being pursued and nearly scalped by Indians that to escape the Indians on the Delaware River, you needed something more powerful than an oar. So he conceived of a steam engine. Now, America didn't have a steam engine at the time. He had to invent one.
Fitch is the guy, one of the people anyway, who invented the steamboat. Fulton was the first man who invented a way to make money off the steamboat.
Yes, and actually, many, many, many innovations are the result of building on the past and putting together things that had previously been separate.
Is there some difference of character or of behavior between the inventors or innovators who became famous and rich and the ones who did not?
I think the inventors who became famous and rich became rich almost by accident. The thing which made them famous and made their innovations work was a sense of public service. What I'm struck by is the amount of altruism and vanity, both of which are benign virtues when they end up being a public service, whereas many who set out simply to make money failed.
I want to come back to the capitalist with whom we began, Samuel Insull. This is a guy who believed he was performing a democratic function by bringing electric power to the masses.
Exactly. Henry Ford believed he was fulfilling a democratic function by bringing cheap transport to the masses. Juan Trippe believed he was fulfilling a democratic function by bringing international jet travel to the masses. Samuel Insull, at the end of the day, made one big mistake. During the Great Depression, he kept expanding. He went too far, and then Wall Street and the press, I have to say, his enemies were only too glad to do him down, and he had to flee the country because he was being persecuted in a witch hunt.
There really had been some rapacious corporate Enron types of that time, and it was assumed, incorrectly as you write, that Insull was one.
Exactly. And when he came to trial, they heard the story of what this man had done. They took 2 minutes in their own jury room to decide to acquit him. Alas, his heart was broken. He went to Paris, and he died of a broken heart on a Paris subway train.
Hmm. I want to ask about one more person here who was an innovator who did not get credit. Who was Garrett Augustus Morgan?
Garrett Augustus Morgan was a black man who'd invented a gas mask. to go in a smoke-filled room for a fireman to wear. Unfortunately, being black, he could not promote it. He had to get an Indian chief to dress up as the kind of clown and go and demonstrate the gas mask. So Big Chief so-and-so was in the newspapers as having invented the gas mask. A critical moment came in Cleveland when the tunnel going under Lake Erie for public utilities collapsed, and it became filled with fumes, and men were down there were dying and could not be rescued. In fact, the men who went down to rescue them died. Suddenly, a policeman remembered that this black man, Garrett Morgan, had invented a gas mask. So he summoned him out of his bed in his pajamas. He raced to the scene. He alone would go down. And then somebody joined him and they started rescuing people. Now, the tragedy is that because he was black, he did not get the credit for it. When the Carnegie Foundation in New York gave a medal for heroism, they gave it to a white man who'd had to be persuaded to go down with him. I have a photograph of Garrett Morgan clearly at the scene of the rescue.
He's carrying somebody out in this photograph.
Yes, he's carrying somebody out, and it's now acknowledged. It's now acknowledged that he was in his bare feet and in pajamas when he risked his life and put his invention to such brilliantly benign use.
Thanks very much.
Thank you indeed, Steve.
Harold Evans is the author of They Made America, From the Steam Engine to the Search Engine. A four-part television series based on the book begins on Monday, and you can check your local PBS listings for times.